This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First down 10, SMU from their 29, right hash. They go right to left, and Breshard Smith has a handoff. Big hole, bounces out left, 35-40. Off to the races, Breshard to the 40, Breshard to the 30, has one man to beat, to the 20, to the 10, touchdown!
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Well, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Well, look at who is welcoming their fan base to the college football playoff. The SMU Mustangs.
Oh.
The SMU Sleeping Giants.
The Sleeping Giants. Yes, they are. They are firmly entrenched, boys and girls, in today's unveiling of the first college football playoff rankings. Boy, everybody loving to just take the shine off Election Day, NFL trade deadline, and the college football playoff committee. Are they in Grapevine today? On Election Day, so
it's almost as if they want to tone down emotions
a little bit. Hey, look at that. Nothing will tone down emotions quite like arguing over your college football team. Yeah. That'll surely do it. But SMU is going to be right there. They are going to be right there in the rankings when it comes to tonight. I don't know if they'll be in the top 12. I assume they'll absolutely be in the top 15. It all depends on how they view Pitt. If they view Pitt, and I think BYU, because BYU is the lone loss for SMU, right? So as long as they view Pitt as a good team, I think it'll bode well for SMU.
Which it wasn't clear if they did. It's not clear if they do. Because a lot of people were not respecting Pitt before this game.
Well, they had found their way to an undefeated start of their season. Pitt did at 7-0 before falling 48-25. It was a 24-0 second quarter for SMU that really did this one in. They were up 31-3 at halftime.
How stunning is this right now? 8-1, first in the SEC, number 13 in the country.
It's stunning because this is their first year in a big boy conference, right? So it was like, okay, is there going to be a growth period? There has not been. They've done very, very well. Now, the ACC is not exactly the Big Ten or the SEC, but it's still an increase in weight class. They are going up in weight class, so it's a great time to be an SMU Mustang.
Bobby, how stunning.
SMU was in position to be really good. So what's stunning more than anything is just the Preston Stone thing hasn't worked out. The local kid, and Kevin Jennings is the one that stepped in and has started since, and he's been good.
Saban called him the most underrated player in college football.
Oof. He had a viral video a couple years ago where when he was in high school, they had a bunch of different football players throw a football, and it's like, guess the quarterback by the mechanics, and you had to guess who was the quarterback by the way they threw it, and Kevin Jennings was in there or whatever. But he's always been thought of as a really clean, like, technical quarterback who should have had success at the next level and has so far at SMU. Struggled a couple weeks ago against Duke, but otherwise has been really good since they inserted him into the lineup as the starter.
It's and now we'll see what they, again, tonight, They're going to do the first unveiling. They've got a very manageable schedule. They've got Boston College, and they go on the road to Virginia, and they play Cal. Now, two of those games are at home. Cal gave Miami a good run. Cal's not a bad team. They're not terrible. Boston College had a really good start to their season under Bill O'Brien. We'll see what happens, though, but they play. They've got a week off. So they have a bye week. Then they play those three games back-to-back.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of reacting to all this tomorrow as well, and now we have even more teams and arguments to have.
Right?
I love it.
This is, you know, there was concern that the regular season was going to take a bit of a dip, right? Because that each individual game doesn't matter as much anymore. That's BS. These games matter so much more now.
Boy,
is fantastic.
SMU, though, has the tough thing for them a couple weeks ago when they lose RJ Maryland, because he was so good and so dynamic at tight end for them. He's out for the year, so that sucks. And also, RJ Maryland, the son of
Russell
Maryland, who, man, Mozzie Smith reminds Mike McCarthy so much of Russell Maryland from 1991.
Did Mozzie play Sunday?
I mean, as much as Russell Maryland did, it looked like.
Man, you want to feel old? Go look at all the college basketball kids, children of Stephon Marbury and Paige's kids playing the same team at Cal right now. I mean, Ron Harper's kid. I mean, you want to feel old? Holy cow.
Mario Edwards' son is about to retire, Chop.
All right. Okay, so some other locals that happened. Texas A&M, y'all laid an egg on the road at South Carolina.
They're going with a hurry up, blitz upside, but Sanders up the middle, and here he goes. Rocket at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10. They're not going to get him. Touchdown, Carolina.
Yes!
Touchdown, Rocket Sanders. This one from 52 yards.
Man, that is South Carolina radio with the call. 44-20, South Carolina beats number 10, Texas A&M. Crushing loss, because they had it all set up for them. They had Texas at home. They have a manageable schedule. They had to go on the road to Auburn and South Carolina, and that was it. And South Carolina, who has played much better of late, this is the second time in 3 years they basically ended a team's playoff run. Not ended. If A&M beats Texas, they're going to wind up finding their way in with two losses. That's a crushing loss for them, though.
Coach Beamer had the whole locker room singing Fantasia to his wife for her birthday celebration after getting the W. And Bobby, you are particularly disappointed in this because it messes up some of the steam for the Longhorns.
Yeah, I wanted all the juice there for A&M and Texas at the end of the year. I wanted the 2-1 loss teams there. Yeah. And
A&M printing T-shirts for this like they did?
Oh,
if that story is actually true.
I don't think they are.
Are they printing T-shirts over this like they did when the Longhorns lost to Georgia?
Yeah, probably not. But it's something where I was disappointed because I wanted that intensity, and it'll still be a big game. Like it's not like this totally kills it, but there would have been a lot of momentum building for that game and for Texas to pull the rug out from under them. So I'm a little sad that it won't be nearly as sweet when we beat them here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of steam off there, and A&M is going to drop. They might still be in the top 12. I would highly doubt it that they're even close to the top 12 tonight. Texas Tech, there were seven upsets in the top 25. Not upsets, but seven top 25 teams lost. Because I don't really think Ohio State beating Penn State is an upset. But seven top 25 teams lost, including Iowa State, who had played nobody. They lose at home to Texas Tech.
Snap to Brooks, right side. Touchdown, Red Raiders!
Taj Brooks
gets the corner on the right side, and the Red Raiders have the lead.
These broadcast booths have gotten out of control.
Oh, yeah.
A reminder, this is a working press box. No cheering.
I think it works like that in college. But Texas Tech 23-22, they upset number 11 Iowa State. Like, it is. We are going to get one Big 12 team. It's going to be, by the way, Colorado is getting close. They are getting close to making that conference championship game. It's going to be one Big 12 team, and maybe SMU is going to go to the ACC championship game. They could get, they could obviously get a bye. Could you imagine that? SMU gets a bye?
Wow.
Because if you win the conference.
Good for them.
If you win the conference, you are going to get a bye unless they decide to put Boise State ahead of them in the rankings, in which case Boise or the Group of Five team would get the bye as well. So that is what happened in the Tech game. Oregon, they put it on Michigan 38-17. Dan Lanning, how about this? You want to talk about a coaching advantage that you get? So you remember a couple of weeks? Dan Lanning.
No. What did you say he did?
The coaching advantage?
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, yeah. Good.
What are you talking about?
Very nice. So, remember a couple of weeks ago, Will Howard, Ohio State, they took a 12-man on the field penalty, and they ran a play, and it took time off the clock. Well, how about this one? This was in the game against Michigan. They go into a punt formation. They're on offense. It's 4th and 4. Michigan had just scored.
Did they fake it and throw it to a guy who's running the wrong route?
They did not fake it and throw it. They took everybody off the line of scrimmage except the center. It fooled the defensive guy. So the defensive guy lines up over the center. He didn't know who to line up.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In front of. He lines up right over the center. That's illegal. 5-yard penalty. Oregon gets the first down. They baited him into doing it.
Wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
I love that. I mean, that's Belichick-esque.
He'll be in the NFL one day soon.
Lanning?
If he wants to be.
He might make too much money.
Who NFL knows? Teams want him. They like him a lot.
Well, I mean, he is rooted in substance.
Rooted in substance, guys. Rooted in substance. That's a college football coach. Anybody who repeats everything, every like power line they have, when they repeat it back to you. Dan Lanning's a big fan of that.
All right, we got to get to the big one. Penn State and Ohio State. Ohio State comes away with a 7-point victory at Happy Valley.
Will Howard with a snap, fakes a pitch to Henderson, looks and he crosses left side where it's caught and the receiver goes chugging down the field. Innes into the end zone for a touchdown. Brandon Innes on a 21-yard touchdown pass play.
Man.
Screw you, Nittany Lions. Screw you, James Franklin. Screw you, Penn State. Yes, Ryan Day, which is rarely said.
Ohio against the world.
Penn State, James Franklin can beat every, he beats every team in college football except Ohio State and Michigan. He's like now, what, 1-10? Against those two teams.
Pretty big problem for him.
It's a big problem, but is it? Because they're still going to wind up making it to the playoff. So if he makes it to the playoff and they win a game, they'll probably get a home game. They're going to be favored in every game they play, which means they would be a one-loss team in the Big Ten. That's a home. You're getting a home game.
Drew Aller makes me so sad. Every time I watch him play and it's like, oh, man, he's looking really good and he's building this momentum and we're going to get, because he looks like prototype quarterback. And then he steps in these big games consistently against the bigger NFL-style defenses, and he always plays poorly every single time.
So after the game, there was an incident between James Franklin and a fan. Now, this is very hard to hear. So I don't even know if we should bother playing it. Maybe we play it anyway. It's very hard to hear, but see if you could catch what the fan says to James Franklin and James's response.
Did the guy have a chime on it?
Yeah, I think that's usually what you ring the bell at a bar when you get a good tip, right? That's the bell you ring.
I heard, what's your name? If you're going to run your mouth or something, tell me your name. So, I assume that came from Franklin.
Yeah, it did. So the kid who was, credit to him, he was dressed like Stan the Caddy from Seinfeld. mad props on that one. But he goes up to the front of the stands and he looks right at Franklin. He goes, three times you were in the red zone. Three times you came away with no points. Like, what loser are you? Like, you want to, like,
Franklin or the fan?
The fan.
No, anything's fair.
Complaining
against,
about the red zone.
Franklin.
The fan. Yeah.
No, I thought you supported this. You wanted violence to the point of nonviolence.
I do.
You wanted intense harassment.
Yeah, I do. But you know that now you're confronting. It's too personal.
He's in the stands, right?
Oh, but he's like right there. It's like me to you.
But he's talking about red zone.
Yeah, he runs into it. You're in the red zone three times. You can't win with no points.
That's
fair game to me.
Yeah, James Franklin.
It's like Westbrook. That's fine.
James Franklin is insulated enough by Penn State PR that he doesn't catch enough heat. If a fan gets to him and says, "The hell are you doing in the red zone?" That's not bad at all.
So this weekend, it is an elimination game. It is Alabama and LSU, right? That is a big elimination game coming up in the SEC. On the Fan, 6:15, we'll have Oklahoma against Missouri. That's the game that we have right here at 105. Georgia at Ole Miss as well.
And you left
That's a must-win for Ole Miss, by the way.
My Vanderbilt Commodores becoming bowl eligible for going into Auburn and beating the Tigers.
Hugh Freeze is 0-3 against Diego.
Got my Pavia shirt sent to me.
Oh, really?
From the crew. Nice. Yeah. So I'm part of the Pavia
and
Mafia.
Shout out RJ for his degenerate. I believe college football went 4-1.
Yes.
And the one loss was Army, though. So yeah, I don't think you count that.
And I even posted that morning. I said it's a no play because their quarterback was out.
College football kegger right here. Sean and RJ, it's 105.3 The Fan. We got a loaded expressway. We go commercial free. Of course, Jerry Jones live at 8:30 on NFL trade deadline day. Bobby has post-hut clarity from the Cowboy game, the replay of the G-Bag Nation fight, and Ask Reddit. Don't go anywhere. Commercial free. Expressway is next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.